Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and each day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth, and it's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. So if you're new here, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about believing what God has said. I remember reading the story of a father and his young daughter, both of whom were strong swimmers. They were swimming in the ocean, and without realizing it, they were being carried out by a strong current. When the father recognized what was happening, he had a decision to make. He knew that his daughter was a strong swimmer, but the distance to the shore was too far for her. The dad quickly explained the situation to his daughter and told her to float on her back. He said, "I know you can float all day. I'm going to swim to shore, and I promise I will come back with help. Just keep floating." The father began swimming against the current with all his might. Exhausted, he collapsed on the beach. The Coast Guard was called and boats were launched. The young girl was found, and she was fine, still floating. As they pulled her into the boat, the rescuers marveled at her composure. They asked, "How did you keep so calm? Didn't you panic?" She said, "No, my dad said that he would come back for me, and I knew that he would keep his word." When I read this story, I thought, God has said some things to you and I. Our Father has made us some promises. Why do we struggle to believe him? Why is our faith sometimes weak? If God has said it, we should believe it. You know, in Luke chapter 5, there's a story of Jesus teaching from a boat. He is with Peter, James, and John, and a crowd has gathered on the shore listening to Jesus teach. Now, listen to verses 4 and 5. The Bible says, "When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, 'Put out in the deep water and let down the nets for a catch.' Simon answered, 'Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets.'" Did you catch that last part? Peter didn't want to do any more fishing. He was tired. But he responded with, "But because you say so, I will let down the nets." He obeyed Jesus simply because Jesus had said so. Oh, I want to be this obedient to Jesus. I want to take him at his word. I want to readily obey the instructions of Scripture simply because God has said so. I want to love others because God has said so. I want to have a forgiving heart because God has said so. I want to be generous with my finances because God has said so. And I want to be a strong person of faith simply because God has asked me to be so. As the story goes on, we learn that Jesus rewarded Peter's obedience. Verse 6 of Luke 5 says, "When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break." Obedience comes down to simply taking God at his word and doing what he said. We bring ourselves to this obedience because we fear the Lord. He is God and we are not. We submit to his lordship and leadership in our lives. Psalm 119 verse 97 says, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." And verse 162 says, "I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure." Today, my prayer is that you and I would be like the writer of these verses and come to love the word of God. I want it to be food for our soul. I want us to respect and revere the Bible, not just as an ancient book, but as the very words of God. You know, obedience is not always easy. Our flesh wants to do what it wants to do. Our carnal man does not naturally gravitate towards obedience to God. But as we serve the Lord, we come to love him. And the more we love him, the more we want to please him. Obedience then becomes a joy and not a burden. Our loving obedience flows from our relationship. And that's why the Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, "This is love for God, to keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." God's commands are not burdensome when we know the heart of our Heavenly Father, when we know that he is good and that he wants the best for his children. His commandments are not burdensome when we discover that God is wise and his ways are best. And here's today's challenge. Let's become believers who obey the word of God Let's be people who do what God has said simply because He has said so. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If you're enjoying this podcast, let me invite you to share this episode on your social media channels or text a friend and invite them to listen. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.